ointment. Now, I want you to get the full picture of this, okay? I've kind of let you in on some of their traditions, all right? And later on in the scripture, they talk about foot washing and kissing. Well, it was tradition that they had sandals and they walked everywhere. So if you came into anyone's house, you washed your feet whenever you entered the house. You were offered a bowl and water and a rag, and you got your feet washed. And then you were kissed. You've seen it. They still do it today. One cheek and then the other. That was a greeting. All right? So as we get this picture, I want you to understand that this woman was a prostitute. She was a street walker. And she was currently in that profession. All right? So here we have these holy, righteous people in the Pharisees' opinion. And then this prostitute comes walking in and she's bawling and washing Jesus' feet. Now, remember, Jesus is God who came to hang out with us because we don't see ourselves worthy to hang out with God. And two key verses in this morning's passage that we need to notice are 39 and 44. And we have two types of people that are illustrated here. When we feel like we don't meet up to our parents' expectations on the extremes, we will either be like this prostitute who just drops out, who doesn't believe she's worthy, or we'll be like the Pharisee who becomes rigid and judgmental of everyone else that doesn't believe the way he does. And if we read verse 39 of this scripture in your Bibles, now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, well, if this man truly were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. Now, let me ask you, do you not think you're worthy to come near God in your present condition? Well, Eric, I'm here. Yeah, but you know what? A strange thing happens whenever church becomes a way of life. Because church becomes a way of life. Did you catch that? Just because we're here doesn't mean we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And quite honestly, just because you have come up here in this altar at some point in your life and given your life to Jesus Christ doesn't mean you truly gave your life to Jesus Christ. And all of us don't know that, but the only one that really matters does. So just because you're here doesn't really answer this question. What I'm asking is deeper than that. I am asking if you think that you're not worthy to come near to God in your present condition. You see, God wants you to touch Him. The Pharisee said, oh, she's a sinner. She needs to get out of here. She doesn't deserve to be in our presence, right? How easy it is for self-righteous, religious people to come up with labels for others. Amen? Now, the second critical verse is verse 44. And look at the question that Jesus puts to Simon in verse 44. Turning toward the woman, Jesus said to Simon, Simon in this case is the Pharisee, okay? Do you see this woman? Now, I don't want you to miss that. Jesus said, Simon, Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. Do you see this woman? It's as if Jesus is saying, Simon, I know she's a streetwalker. I understand that she's a prostitute. But have you taken time to lay down your judgments and actually see this woman? Do you hear what Jesus is asking the Pharisee this morning? Do you see this woman? You see, we have a God who comes to us and really sees us without all of the facades, without all of the masks that we wear to protect ourselves. You know, it's funny. Back when I first started in ministry, I had this sermon, and it was called Our Secret Masks. And I'm actually quite impressed that I was brave enough to do this. And the youth found the remnants of this sermon when they painted my office and made fun of me because